Tom Petty was the real deal. He lived and breathed to write the best songs ever, sing and play them with passion and conviction, and make people laugh, cry, think, or let loose with reckless abandon, or any combination thereof. And he always succeeded, whether he believed he did or not. In 1994, he released a long single album of amazing songs called Wildflowers. It followed on the heels of a massively successful greatest hits collection that had a new song on it that was a smash.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Here's Tom from an interview we did on September 7th, 1994, just a couple of weeks before Wildflowers was released.
Going into doing a new record, like coming off, like you're basically on a major role. Does that help you with confidence? Does it make a big difference coming in?
Well, I wish I could say it does, but it doesn't really. If anything, it applies a little more pressure to the situation. But I can honestly say that we really haven't thought much about That Side of Life because we were so busy for almost 2 years with this project, and the music kept me really tied up, you know? My mind couldn't really get anywhere else but there.
That's good, actually.
Yeah, it was lucky. But I had been working on and off on this album when I was reminded that I had to do two tracks for the Greatest Hits album, two new tracks. So I called the Heartbreakers and we set aside some time. And then I stopped what I was doing and I wrote them a few songs. And yeah, and we did this session, Mary Jane's Last Dance and a few other things. In a pretty quick, you know, couple of weeks, really just 2 days of tracking, finished that, and then went right back to the other project. Okay. So it was nice when it was such a big hit because we thought, well, there's no big rush. We can keep working.
Tom was working with a new producer who was a young hotshot at the time. Now he's enormously successful, Rick Rubin.
We get along good. It was, I think, a very creative pairing. You know, I'd been a fan of his, but I didn't really know him. And Mike Campbell met him one evening, and we were just starting with some songs, trying to put them down at Mike's studio for demos. And I said, well, you know, who do we go to this time? You know, and Jeff Lynne, who I'd been working with, was busy with a whole bunch of things, and it felt like time to try something different, so we thought of Rick Rubin. Mike brought him up, and he came over, and we got along very well right away. So we've worked on and off for, you know, almost a couple of years, it seems like, on the album. We did a lot more than we put on the album. We did, I think, 25.
Whoa.
And finished them and everything.
That's like a double record, isn't it?
It was. It was two CDs long. You know, later on, when it was all done and we were listening to it, I thought, it's very long, you know. But Rick thought it was cool.
You're a sharp guy.
Yeah, well, it only took us a couple of years to realize that. But it was really hard to take them off because I really was attached to them. And I did take them off when I started thinking about, well, really when I heard what the record would cost to buy it. Would have been extremely expensive because of the two CDs. So let's just take off 10 and so, you know, that was a hard decision. That probably took up 3 months figuring out what goes off and what stays. And so now there is another batch of work that'll come out later, I guess.
Through the subsequent years, Tom kept getting pulled back to Wildflowers and the songs that he wasn't able to include on it. Heartbreakers keyboardist Ben Montench.
I knew that he was going to put it out. He'd been talking about putting out the rest of the songs from the original sessions for a long time. A few of them had come out on the She's the One soundtrack.
Yeah.
And maybe some stuff had appeared somewhere else, though I don't think so. And he wanted everything in context, but also there was a lot of stuff that had never come out, period. So I heard that he was working on it. I had heard it for a long time. He's going to do it. No, we're going to work on this new record instead. No, we're going to do it now. No, we're going to work on this. Finally, I think a couple of years ago, like maybe a year or two before he passed away, I had heard, yeah, he's got it figured out. He sequenced it, and it's going to come out.
Sadly, Tom never got to witness his dreams for the album come true. But his wife and daughters, along with Mike Campbell and Ben Montench from the band, and longtime archivist and engineer Ryan Ouliot, have honored his wishes triumphantly. On October 16th, Wildflowers and All the Rest will be released in multiple configurations. Go to TomPetty.com for more information to make your choice. Now, why was Tom able to create so much superb music that resonated with so many? Tom's daughter, Adria, who co-curated this release.
My dad was really careful to make sure all songs could be personalized by the listener. I think even with us behind closed doors, he was reluctant to say a song was specifically about a certain person or thing. But Wildflowers, you know, when we've gone through his own interviews about the process and about the project, he felt it very authentically. But he says he didn't put those filters and guards and shades on because I think he felt so comfortable with Mike and Ben and Rick and the environment that he was creating it in, and with George Drakoulias there always making jokes and whatever. And the guys were engaged in such a delightful, ultimate space for creativity and so much fun that I think he felt safe to just put himself out on the field a little bit more in this album.
Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Over the next hour, we'll let Tom Petty, Mike Campbell, Ben Montench, Adria Petty, and Rick Rubin take you through as many of this collection's songs as we can fit in.
Hi, I'm Mike Campbell. Welcome to Tom Petty, Wildflowers, and All the Rest, All Access.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight drive. There's someone I used to see, but they don't give a damn for me. But let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Turn the radio loud. I'm too alone to be proud. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. People come, people go. Some grow young, some grow cold. I woke the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's head on down the road. There's somewhere I gotta go. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. So let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's head on down the road to somewhere I gotta go. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels.
don't know how it feels to be me.
Combination of the studio version and Tom Petty's home demo version of You Don't Know How It Feels, both found on the deluxe and super deluxe release of Tom Petty's Wildflowers and All the Rest.
I pictured him as a character, you know. Uh-huh. I was trying to write a character who thought that no one knew how it felt to be him. And that he felt kind of like things weren't going his way.
Right.
I think it was creative... denial, you know. That's how I would call that song, the character in that song.
Does the chorus kind of like, do you anticipate a brouhaha over that, or
the joint reference?
Yeah,
I hope not at this stage of life. I don't think it's any different than saying let's go have a bud, or this bud's for you.
Right,
you just can't worry about things like that. You have to sort of write what comes out, and I certainly don't try trying to advocate anything naughty to anybody. It's just a song.
Yes, people, remember that.
I mean, like, I'm sure the rappers all always have songs on the radio about stuff like that.
What was the hardest thing to take off, like, of those 10 that you took off?
There was a song called California. That was pretty hard to leave off.
Mike Campbell.
And, you know, that song has that lilting folk rock classic to my ears, classic Tom Petty character, you know. It's got humor, and it's got that kind of California rhythm, you know.
And it's got that chiming Rickenbacker guitar.
And that too, yeah. That's very Tom. That's very where his soul was coming from. And I know we all like that song a lot, but you got to throw some of the babies off the boat, you know.
Ben Montench.
I love that song. We would play it live every now and then. And that's his philosophy. I mean, he loved California from the minute we crossed over into California when we drove out from Gainesville with my parents' old station wagon breaking down every 5 minutes. And he didn't disrespect Gainesville, Florida, but he was a Californian from when he set foot in California. Because the music that we loved came from either England or Memphis. You know, it came from the South. Or it came from California.
Yeah, the Birds, for example.
Well, you know, the Birds, and the thing about the Birds was, we didn't try to sound like the Birds, but we really loved the Birds. The Birds were very diverse. Mudcrutch was a country rock band when I first saw them. And the Birds, not just on Sweetheart of the Rodeo, but from the get-go, there's a lot of country in the Birds. There's a lot of country. And not just that, but he really loved the craftsmanship and the songwriting of the records by the Mamas and Papas. And we always loved the records that were made by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
California's been good to me. Hope it don't fall into the sea. Sometimes you got to trust yourself. It ain't like anywhere else. Better hit the road.
pretty town. And California has treated me good. I pray to God that the hills don't flood. Sometimes you got to trust yourself. You ain't like anywhere else. It ain't like anywhere else. It ain't like anywhere else.
A song and a state that are eternally tied together with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. California. That's found on Disc 2 of Tom Petty and All the Rest, subtitled All the Rest. A song that was found on the original release is the tender, heartbreaking Crawling Back to You. You can now find two other versions of it on this new collection.
Personally, I remember coming home a couple of nights a little later than I should, but I always felt that I was crawling back, you know, the tail between the legs. You know?
Yeah, we know that feeling.
Is it like testosterone or something?
I don't know. We're just born to ramble. And if you ramble too far, you crawl back.
Yeah, yeah. The song seems to end with an acceptance, a resignation. Is that how it said to you? Or?
I think so. There's some resignation in the end. I don't really know, you know. I just thought it had arrived at the right mood, you know, at that point. And it's a hard song to really explain, but I think you got the gist of it.
Well, the line that it would encapsulate for me is, most things I worry about never happen anyway.
Right. Yeah, I was really pleased with that. Because that's me creeping into this song.
Uh-oh. You know?
That's me, you know, worry so much about. And then when I started to think, you know, almost everything, if you make a list... that you were worried about. It never happens.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? You know,
and worry is just a waste of time. It's a lot of energy about something that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that. I'm trying to get better at that.
Yeah. It's kind of like learning how to be here in the moment.
It is, because life is right now. You know, it really is just right now. And if you don't maximize right now, as they always say, you're missing it. And, you know, I must have heard that my whole life, but I'm just starting to realize that, you know why I heard that my whole life? It's true. You know, most cliches are just profoundly true.
Waiting by the side of the road for day to break so we could go down into Los Angeles with dirty hands and worn out knees. I keep crawling back to you. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. The ranger came with burning eyes. The chambermaid awoke surprised. Thought she'd seen the last of him. She shook her head, let him in. I keep crawling back to you. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. Hey baby, there's something in your eyes trying to say to me that I'm gonna be alright if I believe in you. It's all I want. Sidekick. He was drunk and I was sick.
We were caught up in a barroom fight till an Indian shot out the lights. I'm so tired of being tired. As sure as night will follow day. Most things I worry about never happen anyway. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you. Ooh, I keep crawling back to you.
Petty from Wildflowers and All the Rest, Crawling Back to You.
Hi, this is Ben Montench. Come back in a few minutes for more of Tom Petty, Wildflowers and All the Rest, All Access. I have no idea what I'm about to say. Let's find out.